It was such a letdown, the most god-awful tedium I could imagine. In no other field is there such a disconnect between the stirring conclusions reached and the sheer monotony of the daily grind. Imagine my delight, then, when I first discovered experimental archaeology. As the name implies, experimental archaeology puts ideas about the past to the test, either in the lab or out in nature. Many practitioners even subject themselves to experimentation, safely or not, to replicate different aspects of our ancestors' lives, their food, clothing, shelter, body art, and more. Put another way, instead of just digging things up and passively theorizing about them, experimental archaeologists do things, actively recreate the past. They brew Viking beer, they make mummies, they drive chariots, play Aztec ball games, revive ancient yeast and bake the tangy sourdough that King Tut ate. They build rickety ships and plunge out into the open sea with all the verve of Indiana Jones to trace the epic journeys of our ancestors. Indeed, some proponents call the field not experimental archaeology, but experiential archaeology, or even living archaeology. It doesn't recreate the past as much as resurrect it. I especially appreciate how sensory-rich the field is compared to traditional archaeology. Excavations and artifacts allow us to sketch a decent picture of what the past looked like, but by and large, conventional dirt archaeology neglects the other senses. Not experimental archaeology. You can smell the crab-like odor of a deer hide as you tan it, or taste the salty pinch of fermented Roman fish sauce. You can hear the boom of medieval cannons, or feel the bone-wearying fatigue of spending several hours grinding your own grain into flour, as well as the compensatory satisfaction of tearing into a fresh loaf of bread afterward, knowing it tastes twice as good because you earned your appetite. Another exciting aspect of the field is how few rules there are. Insight can spring from anywhere. Some adherents are hardcore lab geeks, very data and tech-driven. Others are traditional archaeologists who sensed something missing in their previous work and longed to connect with lost societies on a more intimate level. Some are grouchy, live-off-the-land survivalists with tales of fending off grizzlies and tanning moose hides. I've now met multiple naked and afraid contestants. Some, frankly, are screwball enthusiasts who nevertheless got me thinking big thoughts about the human condition and kept me thinking for days. Not everyone you'll meet in these pages calls themselves an experimental archaeologist, or even an archaeologist, period. But they all share a commitment to the messy fun of recreating the lives of our ancestors. Their work fascinated me so much that I decided to embrace the spirit of the field and get active myself. There's no better way to learn than by doing. And thankfully, these men and women were more than happy to let me tag along on their adventures and guide me on experiments of my own, however ill-advised. Under their tutelage, I've made a DIY mummy, fired a giant catapult, even tattooed someone. I've eaten guinea pig, llama, caterpillar, whale, and walrus. I've been spattered with urine, blood, blubber oil, and worse, in countries all over the globe. I loved every second of it. To be sure, I didn't emerge from this book as any sort of survival expert. I failed far more than I succeeded, even at simple tasks. There's nothing more humbling than realizing that if I were teleported to pretty much any era in the past, I would have starved to death in about half an hour. But in each case, the process proved more revealing than the results. I still can't hurl a spear straight or make a decent loaf of acorn bread. And God help me if I ever have to perform another trepanation, a form of primitive neurosurgery, really, that's been saving lives for 10,000 years. But I learned a vast amount about ancient life anyway. It was like running my fingers over a flat surface and suddenly feeling a third dimension ripple up. This work made the people of ancient Rome and Africa and Polynesia and Egypt come